Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study this week on Christian parenting. Today I want to talk about structuring your home life for consistent discipline. We know the scripture well that we find in Proverbs 22:6 that says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." And this is a great admonition from the Word of God to tell us that we are to have a goal as parents, disciplining and training our children. The goal needs to be that we are training our children in the way that they should go in life. We are training our children to be godly people. That needs to be the parents' goal, training godly children. That needs to be the end that we have in sight, is that our children will become godly citizens, godly adults in this life. And it's vital that you keep that goal in mind, because if you have small children, sometimes your goal is just to get through the day. Sometimes your goal is just to have them survive the week without being tossed out of the classroom because of misbehavior, or sent home from school with a note because they can't keep their hands to themselves, or whatever the problem you may be encountering. If you are going to structure your home life for consistent discipline, you need to have your goal in mind. And your goal as a parent needs to be, your eyes and your heart have to be fixed upon the goal that you are raising up your children to be godly people, godly citizens, those who fear God and love God and respond to others in a godly manner. We want to see our children have godly behavior. We want to see our children speak in a godly manner. We want to see our children grow up with godly desires and godly goals for their lives. We want to see our children treat others in a godly manner. So these are things that we need to keep in our heart and to be our overriding goal and picture that we have in our heart, in our imagination, in our spirit. We can see it, that the end result of the training, the discipline, and the time and the energy invested right now in training your children will result in them becoming godly young ladies and young men. Let me just remind you of what that word discipline or child training really means. Training defined is simply the process by which the one being trained is caused to show the results of the training. Training is simply the process by which the one being trained is caused to show the results of the training. We can observe this when an athlete is training. When they are in training, they are in the process. And it's the process by which that athlete is being trained to show the results of his training, to go from being an athlete in training to being an athlete that's successful in the Olympics or whatever event they are training for. So they show the results of their training when they succeed in their respective arena. And again, training means two things. It means teaching and restraining. And that is vital for us to keep in mind as parents. You're going to have to teach your children what is right, and you're going to have to restrain your children from what is wrong. And those two things together will equal that important word, child training. So be a person who realizes you can't only teach or say or speak or tell a child what they need to do. Sometimes you have to restrain them from what they want to do that is not proper or correct. So restraining and teaching are the two parts involved in child training. And we want to teach them the word of the Lord. We want to teach them God's ways. And we want to restrain them from doing what their carnal nature would desire to do at times. And that's walk in the world's ways or walk in a way that is not pleasing to God. So restraining and teaching are the two parts in training, child training. In order to structure your home life for consistent discipline so that you have an environment in which your child can be trained up in the way that he should go, you're going to have to establish an atmosphere where family rules are very clear and both parents are in agreement on what the rules of the home are. This is very vital. You need to establish or structure your home life in order so that this atmosphere of child training will be the most productive for you and your children. First of all, both parents need to be in agreement on those rules. And secondly, the family rules need to be made clear to the children. And then thirdly, the consequence for violations of the rules need to be spelled out equally clearly to the children. And then last of all, and very important, the rules must be consistently enforced by the parents. So those four things will help you structure your home life for consistent discipline. But what kind of family rules would be the type of rules that you want to engender a home life of order, of respect for one another? Let me give you a couple of examples. Family rules that would be good for you to enforce or to lay out for your family would be things such as this. Number one, always remember to put God first. If you're going to have the goal of raising up godly children, you're going to have to establish in your home life that God is first in your lives. And in order to do this, you have to both teach it by example as well as by words. Your words will fall on deaf ears if there's no example to back it up. In order to have your number one family rule be always put God first, you're going to have to incorporate into your family life the reading of the Bible, worship in the home, and prayer, where you go to God when you have a need. These are very vital foundational principles for structuring your home life to train up children to be godly children. So number one, always put God first. And so you can train your child this way. If they encounter a problem with school and they're frustrated and you say, well, what's our first family rule? And the child can repeat it back to you, always put God first. And then you can ask them, well, what would that mean in this situation? And perhaps the child will be able to respond, maybe I should pray about this problem with school? And you would say, yes, of course, let's pray right now. And that's a way to begin to establish or structure your home life for proper and consistent child training. A second family rule that would be good to incorporate in your family life would be this vital one. Obey your parents the first time you are told. And this is a critical rule for family success. Obey your parents the first time you are told without arguing, complaining, or talking back. And then you can use the scripture, Ephesians 6:1-3. And it, of course, we know the scripture, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It goes on to say, honor your father and mother, that it may be well with you, that you may live long on the earth. And this, by both associating the rule with the scripture, this will keep the word of God in front of them. You would have them memorize it, put it in their heart. So excellent for establishing or structuring your home life for godly child training. A third rule that I would recommend to you, obey all the house rules. Now, your family rules are different from your house rules. House rules are just those logistical issues like pick up after yourself, put your toys away after you play, put your clothes away after you get dressed, Clear your place after dinner. Those are house rules. Those are the rules of this house. No matter who comes into the house, they have to follow the same rules. But your family rules are the things that establish the atmosphere for your home. Always put God first, number one. Secondly, obey your parents the first time you're told. Number three, obey all the house rules. And then number four, and this is a family rule, speak kindly to others. And you can emphasize no name calling or criticizing aloud, and use Ephesians 4:29 or Proverbs 15:4. And there's many others that you could use for speak kindly to one another. A fifth family rule I would recommend: always treat each other with kindness. And you can use Hebrews 13:1. And again, as you establish your family rules, and these are just examples, always associate each rule with a scripture so that they know your basis is the Word of God. And this will help establish the structure of we are a godly Christian home, and we are going to make our foundation the Word of God. Another family rule I'd recommend is always have a thankful attitude, and mention 1 Thessalonians 5:18 or Ephesians 5:20. Always have a thankful attitude. And then number seven, everyone cooperates. That would be my family rule. Everyone cooperates. That means we work together, we help one another. So I recommend these seven family rules as an example to you. And then, of course, you'll have to establish your own house rules, as I mentioned. These are some thoughts I wanted to share with you today on how to structure your home life for consistent, godly child training. That's all the time we have for today, but I want to recommend to you, if you'd like further study on the subject of Christian parenting, write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, and for any donation of $30 or more, just ask for the 10-tape series called Christian Parenting. We'll be happy to send it to you, and I know it'll help you with some of the challenges you're facing today in parenting in this end-time generation. God bless you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.